This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A record amount of travel is expected this 4th of July weekend. AAA projects more than 50 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home, which would overtake the previous record of 49 million set in 2019 before the pandemic. AAA also expects to hit new records for the number of those traveling by car, with over 43 million expected to hit the roads to head to their destinations. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continue fouling up the air in the USA. Air quality alerts are out for Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. The worst air quality today is expected from Michigan and Ohio and into the mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the Independence Day weekend. An unidentified man is under arrest after running toward former President Obama's Washington, D.C. home.
Secret Service officials saw the man within blocks of the home, detaining him as he was running towards it. His van was parked nearby with multiple weapons and materials to make explosive devices like a Molotov cocktail. He'd made threats on social media against public figures recently and had an open warrant on charges related to the Capitol riot. It's unknown if the Obamas were home. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Pentagon says the infamous Chinese spy balloon did not collect any intelligence data during a flight over the U.S. earlier this year. The Defense Department announced that the balloon did not gather any data as it flew over the country for most of a week in February. The military shot down the balloon off the coast of South Carolina. Congressman George Santos will be back in federal court today. His New York court appearance comes after pleading not guilty to 13 charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements. USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Archaeologists have found some very old items at a northern Iowa dig.
Pre any European presence or interaction, possibly hundreds of years old, but quite possibly several thousand years old as well.
That's state archaeologist John Dorshuk. He says the items were found near the Abbey Gardner Historical Site in Arnold's Park, Iowa.
Bits and pieces of plates and cups and saucers and cutlery. We got some metal cans, some glass bottles.
Donald Trump has won a seat on the Fire District Board in Hubbard, Oregon. The presidential candidate was a write-in candidate for last month's election in the small town south of Portland. He and four other people received two votes each, and on June 23rd, Trump was declared the winner by a roll of the dice. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Isaiah Rodgers and two other players are indefinitely suspended by the NFL for gambling violations.
The NFL found Rodgers, defensive end Rashad Berry, and free agent defensive lineman Demetrius Taylor all were found to have bet on NFL games in the 2022 season. The NFL does not allow players to bet on NFL games or any other sports from team facilities or hotels. They also can't have others place bets for them or share inside information. I'm Ryan Daniels.
With traffic delays in the air and a record numbers of cars on the roadways, take some patience with you this 4th of July holiday weekend. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. John Fleetwood, you need to check him out. He's the managing editor for American Faith. Oh, he's here right now. We all get to check him out at the same time. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great, man. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I think we got a good victory here with SCOTUS. You know, the affirmative action. I mean, let's make it real. Let's level out the playing field based on merit. This is what it's always been about America. They knew when they tilted the playing field for a while that, you know, eventually this was going to go away. This had to have a sunset clause of sorts, and it took, it took some courageous kids, from the Asian community, and bless their hearts. I mean, these guys are working their tails off and not able to get into, you know, the college that they deserve to get into, and being preempted by, you know, somebody of lesser quality, because it's been determined that somehow we've got to, we got to make room. And I can appreciate to some degree, John, that you make a little bit of room. Maybe you have maybe 10%. But it's getting to the point where, you know, it was some serious double-digit accommodations, all in the name of affirmative action. And, of course, that spurs what you and I have been talking about, this disease of DEI or DIE, whatever you want to call it, is spreading about, that basically is just mediocritizing the culture, in my humble opinion. What do you say?
Yeah, it's just astounding to me. I mean, that people are potential students applying to these schools, these Ivy League schools, places like Harvard, are rejecting people based on race. Like, is that really happening? I think this is something people don't really understand, and I it's because of the way the mainstream media angles it.
Exactly.
They angle it like, and this is what people have to understand about the news. They angle it like, oh, the Supreme Court, they're against affirmative action.
Right.
It's like it's the same thing with abortion. They say they're pro-choice. Well, everybody's for choice. So they angle it in this positive way when really what they're saying is they're killing human beings in abortion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what if you're in this case with SCOTUS and this ruling where the Supreme Court's banned these race-based preferences, when they say that the Supreme Court is against affirmative action, what they're really saying is that the Supreme Court, they're saying no more can racism play a part in which students we select. My question is, who would be against that? I thought the left were all about inclusivity and diversity and multiculturalism.
Right.
A true multiculturalism is against any kind of discrimination based on race. I thought we judge people, you know, based on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Anybody on any side who says that they're against this decision I'm sorry, but you're a racist. You know, I hate
well,
you.
Well, that's what happens. It goes full circle. Yeah, it goes full circle, John. That's really where it's at. And you realize, again, when they first brought it in, they said, okay, all right, we understand. Maybe we need to, you know, cut minorities a break. But, you know, it becomes like Pat Riley calls it, the disease of more. It's just insatiable. And so now here we've gotten to the point we're going, look at, all right, time to level the playing field. We are a merit-based, economy and psychologically a people. I mean, they work hard. I mean, even Kobe Bryant, you know, if you listen to what Kobe Bryant said when he was growing up, why he was going to be one of the best, if not the best, because he was willing to put in the hours and work hard. He goes, most people have said they wanted to play basketball. You know, they played it just in a season. But for Kobe Bryant, it was like 3 hours a day, every day. So now you're going to take away all that hard work and that merit that he earned. You're going to take that away because of the color of his skin, right?
Yeah, and another thing is, I think an important angle here is this win for conservatives, obviously, because conservatives are for judging people by character instead of skin color. This win for conservatives, I think it can be seen, I think you'd agree, Bill, I want your take on this, as a result of the actions by former President Donald J. Trump. I mean, whoever the course of his, when he was in the White House over his tenure, he appointed 3 right-leaning, i.e. conservative, Supreme Court justices. He got Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, and all 3 sided with Chief Justice Roberts in this decision. So I think this is just, it's another win for him. It's another feather in his cap. And he commented on his Truth Social, and he put it up on his campaign website that this is a great day for America. He said people with extraordinary ability and everything else necessary for success, including future greatness for our country, are finally being rewarded. And he's right, and I think you can see this as it's a plus for Trump. And Bill, I wanted your take on this.
Let me give my take on first of all on the judges, okay, that were that were confirmed during Trump's presidency. It's a win for the Constitution. You know, it's the rule of play. To me, I know we can talk about conservative and that, but I think greater than that, and this is what pulls us together, what unites us, are the rules. And why do we know that things aren't fair? When they aren't fair, because you have a standard. What is the standard of our government? 2 major documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Okay, now you got the left that wants to ignore the Constitution and rewrite everything, and they want to redefine what fairness is. But, John, we grow up, I mean, you know, I observe 2-year-olds. I mean, they can barely talk. They can barely say mama, daddy. But, man, I'm telling you, if there's something that's not fair, they'll tell you, right, that's not fair. Grandpa, that's not fair. Right? I mean, there's just something inherent about the way we're wired to understand that which is just. Okay, and I think it's that part of that God-given, you know, element that God puts in each of his creations. And so here we are, we're seeing something that's not fair, but you have to really sear your conscience in order to, you know, eliminate this idea of fairness. And this is what's been done to a good portion of America. Is that, you know, and again, what the result is that we end up at each other's throats. Because you have people, especially when you're talking about justice and fairness, you know, it's quite clear that which is just and that which is fair. And what SCOTUS did in this is they brought fairness back into play. And the impact that it's going to have is going to go beyond what happens in the universities, because meanwhile, corporate America has gone overboard. I mean, they got, you know, everything's being decided based on, you know, the color of your skin and you know, boxes being checked. And guess what? That's going to be the next battlefront. Because, and corporate America, meanwhile, their initial response is they're doubling down on this. Oh, man, get ready. The attorneys are going to have a field day on this one, John.
This is true. It's a good day for America lovers and Constitution lovers and Declaration of Independence lovers. It's a good day.
Exactly. Fourth of July could have new meaning this year. What a concept and what a celebration, huh? And to understand that 1.6 million people who gave up their lives did so, so that we can enjoy true freedom.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Well, did you hear that story of Sammy Burko, that young teenage boy from Missouri City, Texas? He goes to a rock climbing gym where he suffers a cardiac arrest and dies. He was climbing to the top of the wall, rang the bell as he was told, and suddenly his body goes limp. Looked like he was either playing around or passed out. The people weren't sure what to make of it, but they realized he was unresponsive, and they lowered him slowly and began to administer CPR for 2 hours before telling his mom, Jennifer, he's gone. Well, Jennifer and his dad started talking to him, just telling him how much I love him. She said, sorry that we didn't know how to save him. And suddenly, as she started praying, her husband noticed that their son was moving. They called the EMTs back, and they were able to revive him. You know, sometimes it's not necessary to understand as much as it is by faith to know that no human being saved this young man, but God himself, who answered the prayers of a mother who believed and is grateful to be holding her son who was brought back to life.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. Just way like to hear from us. And we got John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. So, John, I guess to put a ribbon around what we were talking about in terms of the SCOTUS decision, yes, I mean, people are divided because, you know, to your point, excellent point, is they get caught up in the emotion of it without really studying the topic. And this is what I appreciate, what God has given us in terms of this platform, that we can go into detail and hopefully educate, you know, our listeners so that, again, the hope is that we motivate you enough to do your own research and own your own knowledge. Okay, this is what this is all about. Hopefully what you're hearing is something that encourages you to, to look into it deeper. Don't just take John Fleetwood's 100% word or Bill Martinez's 100% word. You know, you got to own your own knowledge. I mean, this is the freedom that we have here in America. And because we've let go and we're counting on the mainstream media, Lord have mercy, to tell us the truth, the whole truth. And of course, we're finding out, whether we're talking about COVID or, you know, just go down a line of issues, John, time and again, these institutions have lied to us, you know, whether it's the FBI, IRS, I mean, and don't get fooled. I mean, this one whistleblower, Gary Shapley, I mean, bless his heart. I mean, I don't know what happens with this guy's career, he and the other whistleblower, because, I mean, they're putting it all on the line. And they are, you know, and when I say going after, it's not so much that they're going after the president and his son. They're just going after, going back to what we talked about earlier, that which is just and fair, right?
Right. And it's just, it should be equal justice. I mean, when Biden has those documents, these classified documents, it's no big deal. But when Trump has classified documents, we have to indict the guy.
Yeah.
And Trump's president, so he can declassify whatever he wants. But
right.
Biden, when he had the classified documents, it's when he was vice president. So he couldn't declassify whatever he wanted because he wasn't president at the time. And so we just asked for equal justice. I thought justice was blind.
Right. Supposedly. Yeah. I mean, on the Supreme Court, you know, what does it say there? You know, at the Supreme Court, you know, it's equal justice under the law right atop the Supreme Court building. But, you know, when you get into partisanship and the stuff that's going on right now in our politics, you know, you have the like when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. Here they lay documents on the floor, you know, like as if Donald Trump's office is that way. You know, in fact, when I talked with Carrie Lake this week, she went and met him at the office and, you know, early on when she was running for governor and for Arizona. And I said, okay, so tell me, I mean, you saw him up close and personal. So you go into his office and you see all this paper just thrown on the floor, pal-mal, it's just a mess, right? Is that what you saw? So she had to laugh because she knew where I was getting to. And, of course, she said, no, she said, the thing that was quite interesting is that because he doesn't do email, that everything's printed out for him. So he had like a, I don't know, 4 foot worth of, maybe not 4 foot, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 foot worth of paper stacked up, and was just, and he would just go through the paper. It's all, you know, everything else about, that was the only thing that was on his desk, was just the stack of paper of things that he needed to read, and he would go through and process them that way, but, no, nothing was on the floor. And, you know, and so the deal is that the FBI, as much as they've lied about everything, and we find out how bad they lie, how do they have any standing on this, John? How can they possibly, you know, present and argue anything when you know that they lied out their teeth? And, of course, I don't blame Trump for saying, you know, here it is. His own attorneys didn't have a chance to look at what they were taking out. There was no, you know, in terms of, you know, control of the evidence and chain of custody. And here they take these goofy pictures in his office. This is like the OJ case all over again, you know, where they take evidence and it gets moved around and, you know, whatever. But Donald Trump, unfortunately, he's not black. If he was black, he'd probably have a case and, against him. But because he's white and they hate him so much, you know, they continue on, and the mainstream media and half the country, you know, want to believe that Donald Trump is this evil, chaotic, you know, former president that needs to just be put out in the pasture and leave America alone to our own devices, which is a hot mess brought to you by, you know, these Democratic, you know, progressives that have run our country into the ground, right?
Well, I'm with Trump's calls to defund the FBI and the DOJ. I mean, all of the CIA, get rid of all of them. They're corrupt. Mm-hmm. They're proven now. I mean, it's proven they're corrupt. They're biased. They are the swamp. Trump says, you know, he wants to drain the swamp and he wants to go after the deep state. And then the FBI comes after him, and all these, you know, secret special agencies that the film industry in Hollywood, you know, get.
Well, you can't mess with Mother Nature, John.
Over.
That's what happens. You mess with Mother Nature. I mean, look what happened to Richard Nixon. You know, he spoke out loud that he knew who killed John F. Kennedy, and I mean, in less than a year, I think in a matter of months, he's no longer a president. So, you know, there are those disturbing powers that operate within our government that can, you know, get rid of presidents one way or another. And look what they've done.
Well, surging.
Trump is
surging even past Biden in all the polls. And these are even in, you know, cooked up polls. I was listening to
I know what you mean.
He was saying that even AP polls, and he was describing how they're left-leaning, and even AP has gone left-leaning. Yeah. But even in those polls, those kind of polls, you've got Trump ahead, not just of DeSantis by double digits, but ahead of Biden.
Right.
So you look at Trump's base. I mean, look at these rallies. It's really incredible.
Well,
I mean,
well, we saw the same thing. We saw the same thing in 2019 through 2020. Same thing, rallies immense, and look what happened. But this is why the Republican Party has got to make sure that, you know, talk about leveling the playing field, that they're aggressive. I mean, in those states where you ballot harvest, you ballot harvest. You go and you encourage Republicans to do something that's not their nature, and that is you vote early. Let's get, you know, make sure that vote is secured. And the only reason I say vote early, because if there is a lingering vote out there, you know the Democrats are going to go after everything. I mean, you know, whether it's in nursing homes or whatever, you know, people that are barely alive, you know, they're going to get a ballot for them. You know, this is some of the anecdotal evidence that's been out there. So it's like, look at, you know, you got to play the game the way it's being played. I mean, if they give you four downs, you know, to get 10 yards, then you better take advantage of all four downs. But it seems like the Republicans, you know, said, oh, no, well, we'll only do three. Well, you're changing the rules that are hurting you. That's what happened, right?
Yeah, and we have to do it. I mean, because we know what the left is doing, like James O'Keefe,
right,
you know, ousted from his own Project Veritas. Now he's at O'Keefe Media Group, OMG, which is a great name, by the way, OMG.
Right. Yes, right. Yeah.
He's proven that these groups, I think Act Blue was one of them, they'll call they'll make donations on behalf of people, and it's like this it's like when people do like financial fraud at a company, they'll steal like fractions of pennies at a time, but they'll do it millions or millions of times, and you know, they end up collecting all this money, but it goes undetected because it's so low. Well, apparently James O'Keefe has shown that these groups, and funded by the Chinese now, by the way, which we're finding out, are making donations to leftist candidates all over the U.S., and the people whose names they're under have no idea this is going on. So the left, they're not messing around. You know, they're cutthroat. So
is this like Robin Hood politics? You rob from the rich, give to the poor, or something like that, or?
It's absurd. It's absurd. But you're right. We need to get out, do early voting, and, you know, hit them tit for tat. If they're going to hit us that way, then we've got to come back with something legal, not be illegal like they do it.
Right.
But we've, you know.
And still understand there's a lot of fake out there, John. And it's up to us to know better and not be fooled and deceived by the liars out there, because they are running around with impunity, as we're seeing. John Fleetwood, managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John.
Hey,
take care.
It's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
Haters,
see every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Launch and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half the Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
USA News Update. A record amount of travel is expected this 4th of July weekend. AAA projects more than 50 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home, which would overtake the previous record of 49 million set in 2019 before the pandemic. AAA also expects to hit new records for the number of those traveling by car, with over 43 million expected to hit the roads to head to their destinations. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continue fouling up the air in the USA. Air quality alerts are out for Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. The worst air quality today is expected from Michigan and Ohio and into the mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the Independence Day weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. You know, each July we celebrate our freedom as a country and as individuals. And as we consider the blessings of freedom, is also an excellent time to reflect on what it means to be free in Christ. But, you know, what is biblical freedom? And what does it mean when the Bible says, for freedom Christ has set us free? Well, focus on the family's project manager for Bring Your Bible to School Day and Live It Challenges offers insight into what freedom in Christ and freedom from sin truly means. Well, you know, even when you look at our Declaration of Independence, again, this is, our recommendation to everybody this 4th of July is that, you know, set the hot dog down for a second, you know, and read the Declaration of Independence, read the Constitution, and watch what happens, you know, as you take turns reading, a paragraph or two from said documents. And you will be enlightened and realize the liberties that we have and how this country and this great American idea has been preserved, but for the hand of God. I mean, you know, think about this, you know, just this one section from the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and gifted by their Creator with inseparable rights, some say inalienable rights. Inseparable. Among these are the right to life, the right to live in freedom, and the right to pursue happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, in order to secure these rights, people establish and empower governments, which in turn derive their valid powers from the people it governs, which speaks to the consent of the governed. We get what we get because we consent to it. If you're not happy with the government that you have right now and the freedoms that you're being deprived of, it's because you have given tacit consent to the ruling class to deprive you of said freedoms. But understand this, freedom that our founding fathers appreciated knew that it didn't come from a governing body. It comes from God Himself. This is the ultimate gift that God gives us as his creation. And we're reminded of that gift by what Jesus did for us on the cross. So why do we want to throw that away? It's part of our birthright. Now, Emerson Collins joins us now. As I mentioned, he's with Focus on the Family. He's the project manager for Bring Your Bible to School Day, just for one, and other things. Emerson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Well, great topic here. You know, freedom in Christ, and again, reminded here of this great gift that God has given us, that even our founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence could not deny that, right?
Precisely. Yeah, you were hitting it on the nail there.
Well, every once in a while, you know, I close my eyes and swing and I hit something. So, you know, thank you. So, yeah, it's often these are the things we talk about, is that, you know, we have to own our own knowledge, and we have to know this is something that God has really been pushing on me here recently, Emerson, is that we have got to be proactive about understanding the difference between, you know, the real and the fake. Lots of fake out there. And it's getting our eyes off the prize, and we're missing the mark because we're getting fooled by the fake, because it's so pervasive, and some of us think we rationalize, think, well, gosh, if it's this abundant and so pervasive, it must be true, right?
That's a great point that you bring up, Bill, and it's so good that you're returning back to and going back to the truth. I love the encouragement to put the hot dog down and look at the founding documents of this country and go back to the truth that they founded this nation on. Our theme verse this year for Bring Your Bible to School Day actually is John 17:17, where Jesus says to his disciples, as he's praying for them, sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. And I encourage parents, just sit down with your kids this 4th of July. Go back to the founding documents. Go back to specific passages of Scripture where you can look at the areas where this is our birthright, to walk in the freedom that we have in Christ.
Yes. Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, when I think about our birthright, remember in the passage in the Old Testament how Esau disrespected his birthright. And God was none too happy with that, right?
Yeah, he was not.
So think about this. Here we are in this modern era, knowing what we know, reading what we've read, how God has expressed his position on these issues, and as part of our birthright, he gives us freedom. So what do we choose to do with it? Do we honor it? Do we elevate it? Do we elevate others? Or do we just kind of, we give it away for a bowl of porridge?
That's a great point, Bill. And the next part of this verse in Galatians 5:1, the for freedom Christ has set us free, the next part is stand therefore and do not return again to a yoke of slavery. Look at where the Lord has brought you. Look at how he, just with Israel, he brought them out of Egypt. Similar to us, he brought us out of our sin. He brought us out of our slavery. How can we go back?
Exactly. And having done all to stand, you keep standing. And so that tells you that it's not going to be a slam dunk issue. I mean, we're dealing in a fallen world. And so there is going to be that counter pressure, especially from the culture. Because maybe some may say, you know, they may look at you, Emerson, and say, God, wow, what do you got that I don't have? There might be some people that respond that way. But there's going to be others that just out of emotion are jealous, and they you know, you're not good for their cultural perspective. They want to eradicate you. Basically, that's what they did to Jesus, right? He didn't go along to get along. Well, we got to get him out of the parade. Little did they know what they were setting off.
Yeah, Bill, that is so true. And especially with the program, Bring Your Bible to School Day. We celebrate both.
I love this. I'm so glad you guys spearhead this. I mean, this is so needed. Really. Because parents think, and some teachers think, that you can't bring your Bible to school, but we know better, right?
It is completely legal, and we have a legal team ready to work with you if you do face some resistance in your school.
Exactly. So each year that the effort of Bring Your Bible to School Day, more and more kids are coming and they're responding. And, you know, to your earlier point, Emerson, the reason they're doing it is because they're realizing by the Holy Spirit and the grace of God that God's word is true, and it actually works. Imagine that, huh?
This is so true, Bill.
So,
sorry to share a little bit about the program. This year, it's October 5th, so your listeners know, they can mark their calendars. And as I mentioned earlier, we're partnered with a group called the Alliance Defending Freedom that is ready to work with you guys. If you have any legal questions about the day, some students come back to us and say, hey, my teacher said I can't do this. And we say, actually, you can, and you're protected under your First Amendment rights, under these freedoms, to celebrate your religious freedom.
And so when they do that, Emerson, what do you do? I mean, how do you come alongside? Do you send a letter to the teachers or to the school district and saying, look, at you know, you're in violation here, by threatening our kids, with this kind of false language? What do you do?
Yeah, so our group, the Alliance that we're partnering with, the Alliance Defending Freedom, will connect with you and likely give you a letter or a message that you can deliver to your principal or school board, whatever it looks like, so that you can share with them the religious rights that you do have within your school. Now, of course, as long as you're being non-disruptive and respectful, as I believe we should be as Christians in sharing the gospel, then it is completely legal for you to bring your Bible to school, to even have a conversation during your free period with a classmate about the gospel.
Exactly. Because, you know, what you're bringing with you is the light of Jesus, right? And whether it's a principal who may be a little stiff and reticent, it's amazing what light does to the darkness, right?
Amen. Yes, sir.
And that's the opportunity. It's so cool here. So you're exactly right. We don't need to go in and, you know, turn desks upside down and get crazy here. You can walk confidently in peace because guess what? You're not doing this by yourself. You got the power of the blood of Jesus Christ on your side. Woo. That's crazy good, I think, you know. So, again, remind everybody, Emerson, where they can go for more information and get prepared for October the 5th. I'm with you on this.
You can see all the information you need at bringyourbible.org.
Emerson Collins, he's been our guest. He is Bring Your Bible to School Day, a project manager.
Heater or air conditioner busted, appliance broken, computer crashed, then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us. Also great to have our next guest. We're supposed to have the husband and wife team, but the wife unit is caught up at the airport. Hopefully she's not caught in all the East Coast weather happenings that's going on down there. But regardless, Kelsey is not with us, but Chris Guerra, her husband, is. And so he can tell us the whole truth and nothing but. And you can get your words in edgewise then, Chris, huh? What do you think?
Perfect. It's going to all come out. Just hopefully she's not listening.
I promise we will not hold this against you down the road. We're here to talk about this new mockumentary, as you title it, Reopening, and which you know, I thought it was about time that we would have a performance about COVID-19, the pandemic. In fact, I thought it was going to happen sooner, but it happened when it needed to happen, and it's available now in streaming, right?
Yeah. You can go to watchreopening.com, and you can stream it there. And it's pretty great because we actually filmed this movie during the pandemic. So at the time, we were just filming what was happening. We didn't really know that it was going to turn out to be pretty insane and pretty wild. So everything you see in the movie is nothing is made up. We use everything from what they did in China to the United States to everywhere, Canada, Australia, all that stuff. So it's about a theater trying to reopen during the pandemic.
Well, and that's the thing about comedy. Comedy happens naturally, doesn't it? You know, when it just, you know, it's just humans being human and you're capturing this. And I got to imagine in some regards, not to take away from the creativity, genius of everybody involved here, Chris, but, you know, the story starts to evolve and tell itself, doesn't it?
It does. You know, and comedy is all about playing the truth of the scene, the truth of reality. When you try to make something funny, that's when you fail, I believe, as a comedian. So by us commenting on what happened during the pandemic, number one, it's a time capsule movie now. And number two, it's relatable. And you'll notice, too, in the film, we actually never try, even though it's called a mockumentary, which is a fake documentary, we never try to poke fun at COVID. We literally just show what happened. And I believe that both sides can actually enjoy it because it doesn't actually pick a side. It just shows what we all went through.
Exactly. And that's what comedy does. It can be so relatable. And, sadly, comedy has been attacked with this cancel culture recently. But I think the cancel culture is kind of fed up with themselves even. And they're tired of fighting it because it's just like, like you said, the truth is the truth. And the story, you take people, through the process. And the other side, it's like you realize, you go, wow, that liberal over there is laughing at the same thing I'm laughing at. What's wrong with this picture, right? That's a hoot.
I believe that comedy is going to save the world, and that's a silly and bold statement. But we're going to hit a breaking point where people are going to have to laugh at themselves again. Family Guy, South Park, all those shows have done it for years where they mock everything, and we don't have a problem with that for some reason. probably because it's animation, so we think they can get away with stuff. But I think that we're hitting a tipping point where both sides are going to have a breaking point and go, you know what, it's time to laugh at ourselves again and not take ourselves so seriously.
Mm-hmm. So how did this idea come about, Chris, to do this mockumentary?
Yeah, so I was part of a big sketch comedy theater and improv team, and during the pandemic, no one was working. So I knew all these incredible improvisers, sketch comedy people, and we decided, let's film a movie about a theater trying to reopen during the pandemic. My wife, Kelsey, and I have a lot of theater background, and we actually co-directed it with Matt Compton, our friend. And because we are improvisers, actually, the dialogue in the film is improvised. So we played to our strengths. We had a very strong outline, very strong structure of the characters, because characters are the most important thing in any film, I believe. So we decided, let's just try to make a film during this time. And because, again, no one was working, we had such an incredible plate of talent that was willing to jump in and do this. And we filmed it in 18 days, over 6 months.
18? Wow.
During the pandemic, 2021, and my wife, Kelsey, this is a compliment now, she had to become a COVID compliance officer, which was pretty hilarious. And and so it was just a wild time. We wanted to bring joy in such a dark time, because as performers, you know, when we're not performing, and you leave an actor at home and they go crazy. I'm sure everyone else went nuts. We needed to perform. We needed to laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I say that about artists. Artists need to have, a sketchbook, a canvas to do their artwork on. If not, you know, they're the ones that are painting murals on your fence.
Right.
Right? I mean, because you got to exercise that gift to come screaming out at you. I imagine also, Chris, you had to be sensitive to the reality of COVID. People were dying. And
right.
So how do you address, you know, the sadness and the horror of this, you know, while you're doing this mockumentary, with all due respect?
No, of course. So every day when we filmed a scene, we would talk and go, is this mocking it, or is this playing the truth of it? Are we finding joy in scenes? Because no one wants to watch a movie about people dying the whole time. I mean, unless you're in a dramatic mood. But
right. We
thought, how do we bridge the gap between the left and the right? It's a lot of fighting right now. What if we just show what happens and play and have very talented actors do it and bring out the joy in the scene? I mean, I don't want to give away the end of the movie, but let's just say that it ends in a very joyful, positive way where people are all connected. So we were very careful with it because we didn't want to set out to attack. That was really our goal. You know, can we just go back to the days where movies don't have a political agenda? Can we go back to the Chevy Chase days where you watch a movie and you can watch it with your family and you can laugh all together, you know? So we wanted, that was our goal the whole time. We were checking ourselves too.
Well, and I think metaphorically using, a theater eager to reopen in the middle of this global pandemic, that's the world, that's all of us. We all wanted to reopen, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, both sides, right? So we thought, can we show that all, you'll see the characters are very diverse in it. And when I say diverse, I mean just silly, awkward, weird, all the things, right?
Yeah.
And you see how even though everyone has different mindsets, different views in the movie, they have to work together, right? They have to work together to reopen this theater. And, they get in little fights and arguments throughout it, but it's definitely something that everyone can relate to. And it kind of puts a mirror up to ourselves, are we trying to work together with everyone or are we trying to combat?
Exactly.
And that's both sides,
Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I mean, you're getting, reviews on this reopening mockumentary. People are loving it. And what is surprising you most about the response that people are saying about reopening?
The biggest response is, I didn't know it was going to be good. That is the response we got from film festivals, from everywhere, all the town. Wow, you guys handled this well. I never thought you could make a COVID movie that made me laugh and gave me permission to laugh at what we went through in such a graceful way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, especially, I mean, in the midst of a cancel culture, you know, go where, you know, where only the brave would decide to venture into and do this and come out and bless, bless all sides with this. Because, you know, like you say, you've given people permission to laugh again, and that's what we need.
Yes, it is. It is. You know, I also do a lot of TikTok and social media videos, and I'll get messages from people just saying, "Wow, thank you for giving me permission to laugh. I was going through this hard time," all this stuff. We don't realize that how many people need joy and need laughter right now more than ever. Again, that's why I said comedy is going to save the world. You know,
right.
It's got to come back where it just says, this is, we're going to mock ourselves and mock you and mock everyone, and we're going to enjoy laughing at that again. We need it. We just need it so desperately right now.
Well, Chris, we got a couple of minutes here left. Tell us about this Nashville-based improv and sketch comedy school that you and your wife have started.
Yeah. So because of our extensive improv and sketch comedy background, and because the dialogue in the film is improvised, we want to elevate the film community out in Nashville, and so we're actually starting an improv and sketch comedy school. So you can learn how to improvise, how to write sketches. It's called oddityimprov.com. We got an open class on July 15th where anyone can come and be silly. But our main goal is to build up the comedy acting community out here and basically create a funnel for the film community. We want to get back to filming great comedies, and so we thought it'd be a great idea to train these people because of our extensive background. So, yeah, everyone should take an improv class. You can use it. Even pastors, public speakers, everyone.
Exactly.
You know, it's all about building upon an idea.
Yeah, Chris, I think this is a great idea because what you're saying is that anybody could be funny, right?
Yes. A lot of people think they have to. I've heard people say, like, "Oh, I'm not funny." And it's interesting, the things that we laugh at the most is generally when someone plays the reality of a moment.
Well, Chris Guerra, thank you so much for being with us. We'll tell Kelsey that you did well. You complimented her. You did awesome. You know, everybody loves Kelsey, even though she wasn't here. And that you did a great job in playing her role as well. Remind everybody, reopening, how they can watch it and any other you know, any other websites they need to be aware of. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you can go to watchreopening.com. That's the stream of the film. You can go to oddityimprov.com to check out our school. And we have a production company out here also making comedy films and all that stuff, which is actually called This Is Hard to Read Productions. So good luck with that. And
yes.
My wife, Kelsey, by the way, one more thing is that she co-produced the film and she helped write it too. So she played a major role and she's in it. And so
exactly.
You have to say it was the best character. I had to say that. This was written on my hand.
Without a doubt. Chris Guerra, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. All the best.
Thank you. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.